Okay, this is Jake Schwartz here at the Live Casino Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame. Joe DeCamera, tonight's MC of the Philly Sports Hall of Fame. You can, of course, find him on 94 WIP. And, Joe, what a great night tonight. An amazing class of 2023. It only seems like yesterday that was when I graduated. But Jay Wright was the headliners. But this, just tonight, what a crowd, what a turnout. And I know you've been doing this now for a couple of years. Your thoughts on tonight and what we can expect down the road with this Hall of Fame.
Well, I thought it was remarkable. I mean, look, an incredibly accomplished group of individuals that we honored tonight. I mean, really special. Jay obviously being an example, but one of many. From Jeremiah Trotter to Irving Fryer to Joe Watson. I mean, Bernard Hopkins, you kidding me? Some individuals, frankly, until I prepared for this, that I was not as familiar with. Valerie Still and others that, for me, it was a real education about some accomplishments I had not known about. And I was totally blown away, both by just the basic facts of what I read in advance of their accomplishments, but the speeches tonight were so meaningful. A lot of love in the room, a lot of perseverance, exemplified with the remarks, and I thought it was a very special evening.
And you went to St. Joe's Prep, so you're like me in every way. We grew up in this city. We idolized many of these people, and eventually you worked with Jeremiah Trotter, and I loved the connection and chemistry you have. How far does this relationship go back between the two of you?
So Jeremiah, it's funny, and thank you for that. I love him. I actually first interviewed Jeremiah in 2004.
Were you still at WIP?
I was with WISP, part of the Eagle pre- and post-game show. Not an on-air role, as a producer, and I interviewed him, and it was an interview that never aired, actually. But it was a great thrill for me at that time, at that stage of my career, to have that opportunity. I'd say Jeremiah and I really next sort of connected in 2008. We had an event together, and it was shortly after that where he and I began working together, and we hosted a show for, I believe it was 6 or 7 years, and I got nothing but love from Jeremiah. He's one of the finest people I've ever met, sort of course, and one of the funniest. He's just a fun, funny,
And your career has certainly spanned close to over a decade now. How much fun do you enjoy being a part of the WIP family?
I love it. I feel really fortunate to do it.
You know that for one summer I was actually, I think you and I may have crossed paths back in 2006. And that's
okay,
really
so, so yeah, I would say, and I appreciate that, I would say that the WIP thing, I love it. I feel very fortunate to do what I do. Obviously, I hope to continue doing it for a number of years. We've got a really robust scene these days of teams.
Yeah.
Now, it kind of spans things because not all the teams are as up as the Eagles are and as the Phillies were. But there's some really interesting dynamics in Philadelphia sports. Creates a lot that we can discuss, and I just want to keep rocking and rolling with it.
Eagles Cowboys this weekend should be a lot of fun. Who do you like? And let's. What do you think the atmosphere is going to be like on Sunday?
Well, atmosphere will be amazing. Game, candidly, could go either way, but my expectation would be the Eagles pull it out. But, certainly not a game to take for granted. I mean, Dallas is a very good football team. It's a very important game. The team that wins it has the inside track to win the division. Not that it guarantees anything, but you're in better shape than the other squad, whoever wins it. And the team, of course, that doesn't win the division, and we won't know this for about 2 more months, but the team that doesn't win the division is going to be the 5 seed in all likelihood. So you really tumble down the seeding. So it's really important. I mean, it could literally be the difference between hosting playoff games or having to try to get to the Super Bowl by winning 3 games on the road. So it's a very, very big game.
Joe, it was a wonderful night here at the Philly Sports Hall of Fame, and another job well done by our MC at 94.1 WIP Zone, Joe DeCamera. Joe, good to see you as always.
Thank you so much.